comparing where I am now to what if I wouldn't have done this, or what if wouldn't have done that, or if I would have made another choice. He's saying you don't even perceive nor understand where you're at. You're spending time about Mizraim, about things that have set limits on you in every area of your life, but yet you are being comfortable letting your mind go back there and look at that stuff, and you don't understand what you have available. That's what he's saying. If you are not understanding that you must be out of Egypt in every area of your life, he's saying then you don't even understand what was made available for you. You have complete zero understanding of what I've done for you. That's a huge statement. That's a huge statement. Now we're going to open this up a little more so you can get some understanding. Well, pastors talk about deliverance. Write down the word deliver. We're going to talk about what deliver means. Because see, when you understand something, it helps you. Amen. And you can do it.
Yes, sir.
But if you don't understand it, you can't do it. Is that right?
Amen.
The writer said, all you're getting... So if you don't get understanding, you're not going to do it. Deliverance isn't just running around the church shouting.
Amen.
Deliverance isn't just talking in tongues, walking around, ta 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 ta, I got all that. And deliverance isn't just coming up here, letting somebody put oil on you, or going somewhere else, putting oil on somebody, walk, oh, we got slain in the spirit. That's not what deliverance is.
Amen.
You need to understand what it is, so when it shows up, you understand you've been delivered.
Yeah.
If I'm delivered from something, I don't practice it anymore.
Right.
Come on. If I'm delivered from bondage, then I accept my freedom.
Amen.
Oh, boy. Right. To accept my freedom, I have to impose some self-discipline in my life.
Amen.
And I have to tell me, whether you like it or not, this is what's written. This is what we're going to do.
Amen. That's it.
That's what he's saying. Until you get to that point, are you sure you're delivered?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure you're out of Egypt? Deliver. In the Hebrew, I'm going to tell you the definition and help you out. This is some good stuff. Deliver. In the Hebrew, it is the word nasal. It is spelled N-A-T-S-A-L. N-A-T-S-A-L. It is pronounced nasal. And it means to pluck, to rid, and to recover. To pluck, P-L-U-C-K, pluck. Like you pluck a flower out of the ground, pluck. To rid, R-I-D, and it means recover. This is going to help you. Help us, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So when he called Moses the deliverer, he's saying, I'm sending you that I may pluck Israel, that I may rid them of what's going on, and that they can recover everything that was due them. Now, please, I know we're talking definitions today, but we need this because you're going to come out of Egypt for the rest of your life.
Right.
And you're going to help other people come out. When you, come on, because you got to come out, because enough's enough of living check to check, trying to figure out what's going on. It's not the Father. It's us.
Amen.
It's us refusing to obey. It's us refusing to understand that we're out of Egypt, but it's Egypt out of us.
Yes.
We must understand that we have to stay out of Egypt.
Right.
So write this down, please. When you write these sentences down, three quick ones. I talked about the definition, pluck, rid, and recover. Pluck, which this is what God gave me, pluck you from that environment of limitations and lies. That's what deliverance means. He wants to pluck you from that environment of limitations and lies. When you come out of the world, that's an environment of limitation and lies.
Amen.
They're limiting you and they're lying to you constantly to keep you from becoming who you're supposed to be.
Amen.
Same thing they did in Egypt. Rid. He wants to rid you of all the burdens and weights on your mind, soul, and body. He wants to rid. You know, the word rid means to get rid of, to eliminate. So he's saying he wants to rid you of all the burdens and weights on your mind, soul, and body. Every sickness, every disease that ever exists starts in the mind.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
They put... The first oppression that went on Israel was in the mind. And then they oppressed their backs. And they told them, we're going to increase their burden. And then finally, recover. Watch this. The reason deliverance is so important, because he wants to recover all the authority, rights, land, and spoils that were originally yours. He wants you to recover all the authority, rights, land, and spoils that were originally yours. He wants you to recover all the authority, rights, land, and spoils that were originally yours. Come on, see, somebody got that. You got to get that. You were delivered so that you could recover all the authority. Remember, you don't have no power, but you got authority. Yes. You got kingdom authority. Yes. And he's saying when they set limits on you, you don't even utilize your authority. Right. Because you're subservient and you give them authority over you by no matter what they say, you submit because of the pain on your back and on your mind and on your body and on your family. He said, but now that you're free, he said, I'm recovering that and I want you to walk in full authority. In other words, when you get to a bank and you know you're supposed to be the owner of the bank, you don't stand there and be afraid of the bank manager. You go in there and sit there and talk to him so you can hear what he's talking about. So when you leave there, you can understand that I can do all things through Christ. Amen. I can get my own bank.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Come on, that's what you have to understand. Every system that's operating now was originally the system for the righteous.
Amen.
And because Adam did what he did, Satan allowed them to go into it. You know it's yours. I know it's ours. What is the problem? We're out in freedom, but we're still in Egypt.
Come on. Yes, sir.
You know it's yours. You know every house on the street is your daddy's.
Yes.
Every house on the block belongs to your daddy.
That's right.
The writer said the earth is the Lord's. Every car they're driving is yours.
Yes.
You can handle that.
It's true.
Come on.
It's true.
Every time they transfer $3, $4, $5, $6 trillion across the line, it's, you know it belongs to you.
Yes.
Because it's part of your covenant right.
That's right.
He said he's giving you authority over the works of his hands.
Yeah.
Oil is the work of his hands. Diamonds is the work of his hand.
Yes, sir.
Jewelry is the work of his hand. Gold is the work of his hands.
Yes.
And he's saying all that I've given you complete authority to use how you want to use it. But because of what Adam did, I'm going to restore it. But now I'm bringing you out into freedom. But you don't understand freedom fully because you don't understand you're in the kingdom. You're still not understanding that you're out of Egypt.
Amen.
You're letting them put limitations on you. Oh, you only have a 2-year degree. You can't own that. That's what you thought. This is why you need to know what's going on. Watch, it's going to help you. John 8:36. Then one more after that and we're parking. You're going to see how to do it. You know when God's not going to show you something and not show you how to do it. John 8:36. Are you getting something now? You're going to see how to change your whole entire mindset and how you speak and everything. Enough of this speaking little fuddly-duddly words and not sure if you're even sure if they're real to you. John 8:36. So therefore, if the Son, what? Everybody read John 8:36. Ready? Read.
Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed.
So he said, therefore, if the who?
Son.
Does it say set you free?
No.
What does it say?
Makes
you free. That word makes you free in the original language, it literally means this. As a citizen, not a slave. As a citizen, not a slave. Remember, when you talk birthrights, you have to remember what's written. The writer said that we had to be born again. Now, we were enslaved to sin. Do we agree?
Right.
In our dead life.
Yes.
In our life of unknowing and sin. We were slaves of what?
Sin.
Got it?
Yes.
We had to be born again. But you had to be translated. The word translated we talked about in the original language means deportation. So you had to be deported from the kingdom of ignorance or darkness into the kingdom of the dear Son of His love. So for you to be free, this is heavy, you can't be born from slavery into slavery and be free. That's illegal. So over here would represent slavery. Matter of fact, let me go to this side. Over here it represents slavery. All of our ancestors were born into slavery. All of Israel, got it?
Yes.
When they came to the Red Sea, they panicked. And they told Moses, was it not enough graves in Israel that you brought us in Egypt, that you brought us out here to die? And they were like, man, what are you doing? And Moses went to the father, and the father said, lift your staff up and everything. But there were two things that were very instrumental. The first thing is that the writer said that the Lord set his angel before them.
Yes.
And the writer said, the angels of the Lord are encamped around them that fear the Lord. Then it said, secondly, it said that there was a cloud that led them by day and a pillar of fire. But when you read the original translation, you go look in your manual because it's in there. It tells you that when Pharaoh hardened his heart and they left all of Egypt and they came chasing him, it says that they came to them and it says, and the cloud that stood before them in the day turned into a pillar of fire and went behind them. And it said, and it kept Egypt away from them all night. And it said, Egypt and Israel did not touch or meet all night. And Moses put the staff up, and it says, and the Lord brought in a wind from the east that blew all night and blew up until the walls of water became. And it says, and Israel walked across on dry land. 3 million people on dry land. It took them all night with their goats, their herds, their family, all night long, over 12 hours. They were walking through there, and the writer said, and they walked, and they looked up, the water looked as walls to them.
Yes.
Now, when you look down, it looks like water up. When you look the way they look, it looks like the birthing canal of a woman.
That's it. That's exactly what it was.
Come on, you got to see this.
That's
what it was. They've already put out the blood.
Yes.
Come on, which is proof that the death angel has passed them by.
Yes.
On the top and on the post.
Yes.
And God said, when the angel of death come, it will pass over your house.
Yes.
So they're coming out the blood. Now they need the water.
Yes.
And they walk right through the birth canal.
Yes.
And they're symbolically being born again.
Wow.
And they're leaving the kingdom of limitation to the freedom of liberty.
Come on.
And he's saying, anything you want, you can have now. Because if God be for us,
who can be against us?
That was his mindset for them. Their mindset was, if we get into challenge, we're going to go back to Egypt. He says, understand this, you're out of Egypt.
Yes.
You're out of Egypt. Get those limitations off you. And that's what Christ was saying when he was talking earlier. He said, unless you're born again, unless you're delivered up, unless you understand you're taken from the first, you will never know, understand, or perceive what's going on. And then he comes, he said, look, you're now a citizen. You're a citizen of the kingdom. I didn't have you born again into slavery. This born again was spiritual, and you transitioned through Christ. He's on the cross. The writer said, if we died with him, we were also
raised.
So you needed a place to go in. So he took the spear and stuck it in his side.
Yeah.
That's why the writer said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things, old mindsets, old habits, old things, old words, old thinking, old all this thing has passed away because you've been plucked out.
Yes.
And he said, now I'm going to have you born again into a freedom, not into bondage. And he said, I need you to understand your freedom as a citizen, not as a slave.
Yes.
You have free dominion. Anything you see that doesn't look right to you, anything that doesn't add up, you can change it.
Amen.
How do you know? Go to Matthew 21. Let's go.
Yes,
Matthew 21. Thank you for joining us today at Kingdom Ministries International. You can visit us online at kingdomfamilies.online or call us at 754-229-5641. We would love to hear from you. Remember, the kingdom of God is within you.